Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys that will hopefully unlock your door to your happiness. It's all in there. Trust me, we can all be happy. It's up to you. But you have to make a conscious choice. You have to know how to do it. And that's what I'm here to do. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Positive Podcast. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. So tell them about it. Share the show. Let's share the positivity. We all need positivity. Everybody needs more positivity, especially right now. And that's why I am writing my first book, The Positive Perspective. Just got a couple more chapters back from the editor. Got some more tweaking to do. And it looks like we're on target to get this thing out by the end of the year. It's a little bit slow for me, but, you know, I've never written a book before. So hopefully you'll like it. Hey, if you got something on your mind, you got your phone with you everywhere you go. We've all got our phones everywhere. Grab it and shoot me a text, 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. Got a couple of really interesting texts today. Nice long conversations with a couple of people, and I hope that this helped them out, what I said. If you've got your story, I'll read those texts in a minute. If you've got a story and you want my perspective on it, you could text it to me, or you could go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. It might help somebody else out. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show, and I'll give you a shout out if you like on the air, just like Benny. Hey, Benny, thanks for listening to the show. Also, Chanda, C-H-A-N-D-A, Chanda in Virginia, not too far from here. Hi, Chanda, thanks for listening. And here's a unique name. Hope I say it right. Kiran Kalan from Brampton, Ontario, listening on Spotify. Kiran, let me know if I said that right. And also Winnie too, and her friend, Edwin, she said she wanted that you needed a shout out. So, hey, Edwin. Hey, here's your shout out, Edwin, from Winnie too, to you. Listening on iTunes. Thanks a lot. And we can't forget about Marvin in the Netherlands listening on Spotify. That's so cool. People from all over the world. I love it. We're well past 250,000 subscribers. I don't even look at the numbers anymore because I'm focusing on the show and sharing the positivity. All right. Let me give a quick shout out to a couple people who were on the text line this past week. Shane, thanks for texting. Rose in Scotland. Hey, Rose, I've been trying to respond to your text. I can't seem to respond. You're ghosting me, Rose. anyway, and then we have an anonymous listening on Pandora from Wisconsin. No name, but that's okay. We'll talk a little bit. Now we are to the part of the show. You know what it is? It's the thought for the day. And today, it's different than other days because I actually typed something in. I put a little thought into it. And today's thought for the day is live and let live. Isn't that simple? Just let other people live and live your own life. Oh, man. Just imagine how nice the world would be if people did that. Led their own life. Be part of other people's lives, but don't tell them how to do it. Just let them live theirs. You live yours. As long as nobody's getting hurt, just keep your nose in your own house. Anyway, all right, let's get to the show. My goodness, enough rambling on. The show today is how to show forgiveness and move on. And it comes from a couple of things. It comes from an email and a text message that I got. So let me go ahead and paraphrase the text message. It was really a tragic message about a person's 16-year-old nephew that was killed in a tragic car accident two Christmases ago. And it was just heart-wrenching, and it's a pending legal case, and this person basically is angry at the person who did it, which is of course you are. Hell yes, you're angry at somebody who took your nephew's life. And she has so many unanswered questions. Everybody's heart's still breaking, and they can't understand it. And to top it all off, she's angry. I think she's more angry at the fact that the person that did it, in her eyes, isn't showing remorse, not coming around and not talking to her, not just showing no remorse. But when I read the report that the newspaper put out, that the person that actually did hit her nephew tried CPR at the scene and didn't flee the scene, wasn't drunk, so it wasn't like that. It was just an accident, act of God. It's meant to be, so they say. Doesn't take away the pain, but she was so angry. She's trying to figure out a way to get past the anger and how to deal with someone who, in her eyes, didn't show any remorse. So we talked for quite a bit, quite a lengthy conversation, because some of the text messages, they just have to go on because you have to answer them. But the kid sounded like a really good kid, and it's a shame that his life was taken so soon. At 17, I think he was, 16 or 17. And, it was just sad. And I tried to point out to her, I'm like, we have to, if you want to get past it, if you truly want to get past it, first of all, you have to accept it. And I think she has accepted the fact that her nephew is gone. Now, the resentment comes from the person not showing remorse. And I said, this show's all about perspective. Let's look at it from this other person's perspective. This person who did this has got to be feeling the worst amount of guilt that one person could feel. And it sounds like a good person because he tried CPR and didn't flee the scene and wasn't drunk, so it wasn't that. But honestly feels bad and doesn't know how to respond. And everybody reacts they grieve differently. We all grieve differently. Some people laugh it off and tell jokes and hide their feelings. Other people get so emotional. Some people get angry. Other people work, you know, and it's for me, I like to play drums when I get really angry. So that's what works for me. But maybe he's so upset and so, beside himself and trying to figure out how he's going to go on with the rest of his life that he can't even think of anything else and has no words to express his remorse and doesn't know how to do it because this is not something that happens to people every day. It doesn't happen. When it happens to you, your mind has to be devastated. So his mind has to be mush. So I started talking to her about looking at it from the other point of view, the other perspective from his point of view. And we've got to a point to where she wasn't quite as angry at the end of the conversation. And she wants now, she's going to reach out and try to talk to him so they can have some closure so everybody can move on because she wants the answers. Then if you want the answers for some questions, you go ask the questions because don't ask a question if you don't want to know the answer. Because if you get it and you don't like the answer, that's too bad. You already asked the question. So if you want to dig into it and that's what you need to do, then that's what you do. And I told her, I said, that could benefit everyone in the long run. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. I hope that I hear a follow-up and I'm sure this person will follow up and let me know how things are going and I will keep you posted, but I'm hoping that she can get through it. So how do you show forgiveness and move on? The way you show forgiveness is by accepting the person or the situation for what it is. And just, you can't hang on to it because if you do, that's just a negative baggage dragging you down. So some people say that's life, or it's God's will, or whatever people say to get through stuff that they don't want to deal with. You do it, you get through it, and you move on. And you don't dwell on the past. You can always reflect on it. Reflecting on the past, I reflect on my parents and think about my mom and my dad and people that I've lost in the past, and I think about them, and sometimes I get sad, but I don't dwell on it. I don't dwell on it. It's everybody deals with it differently. So how do you move on? Well, you put it in as a, what I do is I think about the fact that this is just a physical, portion of our existence. Our energy is being manifested into a physical, being, into this thing, this short little period called life. And then our energy will move on. You know, I always say energy can't be created or destroyed. It goes on forever and ever. So our energy will not be destroyed when we die. So this person's energy is not gone. It's in a different form. It's taken a different form. We all will regroup again. Whether you believe it's in heaven, whether you believe it's an ultimate consciousness, a singular consciousness, whatever you believe is right. Now, let me say that one more time. Whatever you believe is correct. It's right. As long as you believe it. And it's because it's your truth. It's your world. It's your reality. It's your personal reality that you create for yourself, that we all create for ourselves. So to show forgiveness is huge. You have to be able to show forgiveness. Even if I mean, I've been in a situation before where people have really crossed the line with me and pissed me off and taken advantage of me to a point, and I still talk to them today because I made a difference in their life. Had I acted a different way, their lives might have taken a different turn and they might have gone, south, to put it nicely. So I took one for the team, so to speak, but I've taken more than one, taken a couple, but I'm strong. It's okay. But showing forgiveness and moving on is so, liberating. That's just so liberating. Once you accept and forgive and move on, that weight is lifted off of your spirit, off of your energy, and you have so much more room to create positive energy because you've released the negativity from that hurt, from that tragedy, from whatever it is, and you've moved on. And it helps you grow as a person. So hopefully this podcast has helped. I know I get a lot of emails, a lot of text messages from people thanking me for the show. And that's what keeps me going. That's why I do this, because my words, none of this is planned. You guys can obviously tell that I never plan my shows. I don't script them out. There's not a cheat sheet. It's just a format that I have. So I know what I'm talking about next. This, okay, here's the email. Now here's the title. That's all I have on the screen. All this is off the top of my head. And I'm sure you can tell that by now, but I do it because I feel that my words help and I'm driven by something. I'm not sure what it is, but it's coming from somewhere else. So I got to do this, and hopefully my words help you and get you through into the next phase of your life, to get you to understand your own power within, to understand that you create your life, you create your future, and you honestly have the power to do that. You just have to believe it. And that's the bottom line, is once you believe it, you emotionalize it, then it becomes what you are. Thoughts become things. You are what you think about all the time. So if you think about the negativity and tragic scene, parts in your life or bad stuff, then you're going to be that person. If you put that behind you, show forgiveness and move on, then you'll have room for all the good stuff. All right. Well, that's it. That's the show. I haven't thanked Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications for the music for quite a while. The intro and outro music was especially written for the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You can go to SchultzMusic.com to check out all his publications. Thank you very much. This has been a great show. Really, really, I had a good show. Loved it. Loved it. I hope you did too. Share it with your friends. If you got something you want to tell me and you want to hear a different perspective, you can always text me at 304-506-3332 or hit the website and go to Your Story and let me know. And so I can talk about it and give you a shout out on the air. Everybody likes a shout out in the air, right? Benny, Chanda, Kiran, Winnie, Marvin, Shane, and Rose. Thank you very much for all of your support. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.